This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. Police in Myanmar's biggest city have fired volleys of tear gas at defiant crowds who returned to the streets to continue protesting against the military seizure of power a month ago, despite reports that security forces had killed at least 18 people around the country a day earlier. The protesters in Yangon were chased as they tried to gather at their usual main meeting spot. Demonstrators scattered and sought to rinse their faces with water in vain, attempts to ease the irritating effects of the gas. The UN said it had credible information that at least 18 people were killed and 30 were wounded around Myanmar Sunday alone. The Biden administration says it remains open to talks with Iran over the 2015 nuclear deal, despite Tehran's rejection of an EU invitation to join a meeting with the U.S. and the other participants in that agreement. A senior administration official said the U.S. was disappointed in the rejection, but was flexible as to the timing and format of the talks and saw Iran's decision to snub the European invitation as part of the diplomatic process. The official said the U.S. would be consulting with other participants like Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the European Union on the way forward. The official was not authorized to discuss the matter by name and spoke on condition of anonymity. Earlier Sunday, Iran turned down the offer for talks, saying the time is not ripe for the meeting at which the U.S. would have participated as an observer. Iran had been insisting that the U.S. lift or ease sanctions imposed on it by the Trump administration under its maximum pressure campaign before sitting down with the United States. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. India is expanding its COVID-19 vaccination drive beyond healthcare and frontline workers, offering the shots to older people and those with medical conditions that put them at risk. Those now eligible include people older than 60, as well as those over 45 who have ailments like heart disease or diabetes that make them vulnerable to serious illness. The shots will be given for free at government hospitals and sold at a fixed price at over 10,000 private hospitals. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi was among the first inoculated and appealed for everyone else to do so. The rollout of the vaccine campaign has been sluggish and virus cases are up again after months of decline in India. Israel on Sunday announced plans to vaccinate tens of thousands of Palestinians who work inside Israel and its West Bank settlements at a time of vast disparities in access to vaccines between the Israeli and Palestinian populations. Israel has launched one of the world's most successful vaccination programs, inoculating over half of its population in just 2 months. But it has come under international criticism for not sharing its vaccine stockpile with the Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip, even as it plans to share surplus vaccines with far-flung allies in Africa, Europe, and Latin America. Nomadland and Borat's subsequent movie film took the top film honors at Sunday's Golden Globe Awards, capping a night that featured homebound winners accepting their awards. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler proved a nimble host during the three-hour ceremony honoring outstanding film and television series. Chadwick Boseman was a posthumous winner for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and his widow accepted the award on his behalf in an emotional movement. Streaming services dominated the ceremony with Netflix's The Crown and The Queen's Gambit. Star Anya Taylor-Joy receiving a Best Actress Award, and the Apple TV Plus series Ted Lasso won the Best Comedy Series Award. And just recapping our top story, police in Myanmar's biggest city now firing volleys of tear gas at crowds who returned to the streets just a day after it was reported that 18 people, minimally, have been killed around the country. The protesters have been chased away as they try to gather at their usual meeting spots, and demonstrators scattered and sought to rinse their faces with water to remove the effects of tear gas. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.